Insta361x2 Review 2022. Best choice for you.
This second version of the Insta361x2 is a follow-up to the original. It's essentially a makeover. However, don't underestimate the impact that little more processing power and a much improved app can make to the creative options possible. In this blog, we will look at the new features and improvements on the Insta361x2.
Insta361x2 Review. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=scrimexto. Pros. Now completely waterproof, excellent stabilization. There are more video tricks than ever. Video format, steady cam mode works as an action camera. Cons. There are some bugs that need to be fixed before the release. Non-360 action cameras offer superior quality overkill for most users. Insta360one X2 price and release date. The One X2 was made available for order on October 28, 2020, the same day it was officially announced.
It's available for purchase now at $429.99 per PS 429.99 per astronomical unit $749.99. The One X2 also has a variety of accessories, including lens guards or a bullet time cord. However, pricing information is not yet available. This page will be updated when Insta360 provides pricing information.
The One X2's launch price is slightly higher than its predecessor's asking price of $399.99 per PlayStation 409.95 back in 2018. However, that price increase is not higher than inflation. The model has some notable advantages over its predecessor. Insta361x2 specifications.
Measuring 46 by 113 by 29 millimeters and weighing 149 grams, the One X2 is pocket-sized. The One X2's dual wide-angle fisheye lens, each with an f2 aperture, captured at a resolution of 5.7K at 30 frames per second (FPS) at a bitrate of 100 megabits per second.
Photo format INSPI can be exported via mobile app or desktop studio RAW (DNG). Must be edited on desktop. It previews the captured footage on its 360 touchscreen. Standard, HDR, and time-lapse video modes are available. Soon, a Starlapse mode will be available.
It can take 18.4 megapixel photos in 360 and has an automatic Insta-pano mode. This creates a 3:2 aspect ratio, 6 megapixels, 4320 by 1440, shot from any photo.
The One X2 has many modes, including HDR, burst and interval, night shot, pure shot, and AI-powered low-light mode, as well as shooting in RAW DNG format.
Apple AirPods can be used with the One X2, which comes with 4 microphones for capturing ambisonic sound. However, that feature was not yet available on our sample.
The Insta361 X2 comes with an invisible selfie stick, which is auto-edited from the footage. One X2's last feature is IPX8 waterproofing. This means that it can be used underwater up to 10 meters 33, featuring without the need for underwater housing. Insta361x2 design. Now waterproof to 10 meters includes a larger battery that can provide 80 minutes of video per charge. 4 microphones are onboard for stereo and ambisonic sound. The One X2 has 2 fisheye lenses, as all 360 cameras do. Although the Insta361x the 2nd of May looked very similar to its predecessor in 2018, there are some important changes. Most important is the IPX8 rated waterproofing. This means that you can use it to take it underwater up to 10 meters without a case. This was one of the biggest complaints we had with the Insta361x. It's also something that's offered by the GoPro Max. So, we're happy to see that it's been fixed.
The One X2 weighs 149 grams and measures 46 by 113 by 30 millimeters. It has a 1/4-inch thread at its bottom to attach a tripod, while the side holds, behind a flap, a USB-C port for recharging and a microSD card slot.
Although the Insta361 X2 is slightly bigger than its predecessor, it is not noticeable. The main advantage is that there is more room for a larger battery. The removable 1630 mAh battery inside promises to last around 80 minutes of video, up from 60 minutes with its predecessor. The One X2 now has a color LCD front and back, following the example of action cameras such as the DJI Osmo Action or the GoPro Hero 9 Black. This LCD is touch-sensitive and serves as both your mode selector and viewfinder in the absence of a rear screen. This screen can be used to frame your photos, and it responds well to swipes and touch. It is not very glove-friendly, and you will need to press it twice or three times, depending on the size. The front has a large button to stop and start recordings.
The One X2's base has a standard tripod mount. This mount screws into accessories such as the optional invisible selfie stick or any other accessory that uses a 1/4-inch hole.
Insta360 stick is a great option because it is optimized for the camera's software and does a good job of removing it. This gives the illusion that the camera is hovering over you, especially if the arm holding the stick looks natural. It's a great effect on vlogging. It's unlikely that you will want to carry it around for too long on your travels. Real people will still be able to see that you have a long selfie stick. In some situations, it can even get in the way. Insta360 X2 features.
Multiview and Instapano are two new shooting modes. The sheer number of shooting modes available can initially be overwhelming. Flow state image stabilization remains impressive. Photo shoot, auto, manual, shutter 1/8000s-120s, ISO 100, 3200, shutter priority, 1/8000s-1s, ISO priority, 100-3200, isolated exposure, video shoot, auto, manual, shutter 1/8000s-130s, ISO 100, 3200, shutter priority, 1/8000s-130s, ISO priority, 100-3200, isolated exposure.
The Insta360X's user-friendly and polished app was one of its main strengths. This is still true for the One X2, even though the new editing features can make the shot lab feel a bit overwhelming at first. The Insta360X2's color touchscreen LCD makes it easier to choose your shooting mode. Tap the video icon to select between standard, HDR, and time-lapse modes. This screen cannot be used with the companion app. However, it is handy for quick video startups without having to take your phone out. The companion app provides a lot more functionality to the One X2 than the One X. These features will be available on the One X2 via an app update. One of the exclusive modes for the One X2's One X2 is steady cam mode. This allows you to choose from one of the two lenses and then use the camera as a standard action cam.
Keep in mind that this model has a maximum resolution of 2560x1440 at 50p. This is the same resolution as the Insta360R or GoPro Hero 9 Black when used as an action cam. If you are looking to reduce editing time, it is nice to have this option. Other new modes exclusive to the One X2 include a few photography-focused options, such as Pure Shot, which apparently adds additional dynamic range from DNG raw data, and Instapano. This one-tap panorama is without the need to sweep across the scene. Auto Frame is the most useful and interesting new feature in the software. Auto Frame is designed to fix one of the most frustrating problems with 360 cameras, deciding where to reframe 360-degree videos after they're shot.
The app will analyze your video and suggest highlights you might want to include in your final edit. This is a useful addition, and it did find some clips from 360-degree videos. However, the downside is that the process took a while and made our iPhone 11 Pro very hot. You'll also need a new phone or tablet in order to use the Insta360 X2 app. You need an iPhone model that has the A11 chip, essentially anything starting with the iPhone 8 8s Plus. While for Android, you will need a smartphone that has the Qualcomm Snapdragon 845, Exynos 980, or Kirin 980 chips or higher. Think Samsung Galaxy S9 and Huawei Mate 20. Although you can still use the app on an older phone, the usability and performance of the app will suffer.
Shot Lab is the most important feature of Insta360. It offers a range of special effects templates that can be used to retrospect video clips. There are 11 options, ranging from Fly Lapse and Shadow Clone to Flash Dash and Dolly Zoom. This is where the Insta360 X2's AI capabilities with face tracking, object tracking, and smooth, image-stabilized dynamic zooms all come into play. The Insta360 X2 also has a number of smaller upgrades. Pure Shot is one of the smaller upgrades on the Insta360 X2. It enhances low-light photos and reduces noise while preserving detail intact. It can go up to ISO 3200. You can also use Apple AirPods for sound recording, but the Insta360ONE X2 has a four-way microphone that records ambisonic surround sound that is suitable for 360p video.
Image and video quality. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=obozidvzbj8
We are not able to give an exact opinion on the Insta360ONE X2's video and image quality due to our limited time and the fact that we were using pre-release firmware. We think it is very similar to the ONE X so far. It has an identical image sensor and shoots 5.7K video, 18MP stills, and has a maximum bit rate of 100 megabits per second.
Insta360 has made some improvements to its processing, including improved low-light photos and in-camera color rendering. It certainly seems to be able to handle difficult scenes with mixed lighting well, especially when shooting in HDR mode. We'll have to wait until the final firmware is available before we can make any definitive judgments.
The 360 cameras are not going to have the best picture quality. However, the 5.7K resolution gives you enough space to make frames and pick your 1080p highlights. You can only shoot 2.7K video in steady mode with one lens. This is why a traditional action camera can't compete against the best.
You get incredible versatility because you can capture all the elements of a scene simultaneously and then reframe them later. Insta360 seems to have fixed some of the issues that we had with 360 cameras, like obvious stitch lines. One problem we encountered while cycling with the ONE X2 included significant wind noise. However, Insta360 claims that this issue will be addressed in the final firmware. When we have the opportunity to fully test it, we'll update our review. Insta360ONE X2 battery life.
The Insta360ONE X2's 1630 mAh battery is larger than its predecessor and claims to last longer. The ONE X2 is a time-intensive and power-intensive product that needs to be topped up regularly. It's a shame that the ONE X2 won't turn on when it is connected to a battery through its USB-C slot. It's a good idea to have two batteries in case you need them while you're on the go with your ONE X2. In our tests, it took less than 30 minutes to blank an iPhone 11.
Additional cool features.
We love the voice control feature and the ability to plug in an external mic. Insta360's designers thought of everything a vlogger or action sports videographer would need and created it. Your Apple AirPods can be connected to your Apple AirPods for crisp narration and voiceovers.
If you are interested in that type of thing, your Apple Watch can control the camera. Another cool feature is the ability to live stream directly to Facebook, YouTube, and even Zoom calls. This camera could be the answer to corporate video conferencing. This camera is certainly an attractive, high-quality option. Easy 360 footage editing software.
The software is perhaps the most impressive aspect of this product. I can recall using early 360 cameras, and it was difficult to manage the footage. It was possible to import the footage into Final Cut Pro or use the phone's editing software.
This would slow down even powerful devices. It was slow and tedious, but it wasn't much fun. Insta360 has invested a lot of time and energy in its software. With their AI editing tools and templates, anyone can turn standard 360 footage into high-impact clips.
Deep tracking allows you to lock onto a target and track it across both cameras. This is how it works. If someone were racing towards you, you can capture them before and afterward. All you have to do is hold the camera. The Shot Lab templates can be used to create dolly effects, clone trails, and spinning effects. This template is perfect for vloggers and those who plan to create videos for social media and the web.
Remember that this 360 camera is only one, and most people will see it as two cameras. Your footage doesn't have to be exported as 360 VR clips. You can still use the two camera angles for amazing standard video experiences. The ONE R is the same for editing on a desktop or laptop computer. To convert the footage to a format you prefer, you'll need to first import it into Insta360 desktop software. I import the footage and then I go through it creating shots like I was editing the footage in post. This is what you're doing. The app does not allow multiple regions to be defined in a single clip. This can make it a bit confusing. You can, however, keyframe camera movements or zooms to add dynamic movement to shots. Insta360ONE X2 performance. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=japemathsniff. The Insta361X2 is not instant. The Insta361X offers a variety of editing options and modes. It can be overwhelming at first. Video can be captured in 360, steady cam, for traditional flat videos, Insta Pano, and multiview, picture-in-picture, while the extensive editing suite contains everything from time-lapses and hyperlapses to freeze frames and smart track edits that allows you to press the face of someone for the camera to center on for the duration of the video. It's like having a camera crew. Steady cam mode can be very helpful in practice. You don't need 360 every single time. The Insta361X2 offers many exciting options, and, most importantly, it has exceptional production values. Photos and videos in HDR and standard formats look amazing, with Color Plus adding vibrance and all other, night, photos looking great. Flow State is also a 6-axis gyroscope-powered image stabilization system and horizon leveling system. It's available on the One X2, uses new algorithms, and is super smooth.
The One X2's main purpose is to allow you to film in 360 and then make creative choices later to create extra creative widescreen videos. Simply put, you can change the subject and the perspective. Sometimes it is very quick. Fly lapse is simply walking through a landscape for 3 minutes while holding the One X2 in front of its selfie stick. The result is a time lapse that changes angle to highlight interesting objects as you go. It's almost automatic and works well.
Others' templates in the Shot Lab can take a lot more time. A clone trail is a short 20-second video that shows you walking around the One X2 in a circle. An invisible tripod would be helpful. The app will prompt you to select your clip, and then you can start tracking yourself in real time. This means that you can watch the video back as it tracks your steps. Sometimes the app fails to recognize you. This could be due to a lack of dark background or subject. The app will then generate a preview video in about 10 minutes. Once you are satisfied with the result, you can export it. However, if you choose Color Plus, you will need to re-export. This is a brief overview of how to use most templates. However, to get the most out of your One X2, you will need to go through each of the 11 templates in the Shot Lab, and identify the ones you like. Make notes about the steps for each one. This is very important. You need to extend your selfie stick 2 times, place the camera 1 meter from the ground, and so on. Only then will you be able to ensure that you are capturing video according to any special effects. The Insta361X2 is a great choice for those who don't mind learning and storyboarding their filmmaking. It's likely to be a lot of overkill for many users. It is important to note that your smartphone will drain quickly when connected to the One X2 over Wi-Fi, especially if you are downloading files and/or editing, particularly if you get involved in downloading files to the phone and/or editing.
Also, factor in that since your Wi-Fi will be busy, watching the instructional videos in the app's Shot Lab means using mobile data, which can be slow. During our tests, we found ourselves holding the Insta361X2 with one hand and a buffering device in the other. We didn't know what to do next.
Conclusion.
The Insta361X2 is a perfect action camera for beginners. The video quality of the device is really impressive, thanks to the stabilization and up to 4K recording at 30 fps. The 360-degree video shooting mode works with one lens, the other one stays closed. That's why the Insta360 offers very high-quality video on the one hand, but on the other, only video.
Please share this post if you found it helpful so that others might see its contents as well. Thank you for reading.